Suit starts him early. Green flag out. Colton Heath looking under Olsen now. The battle for second. There goes Colton to the bottom. He'll make the pass, and Heath into the two spot. He'll give chase to Roots. This race going to get interesting. Two guys, very good friends between them. We are halfway through it. Colton Heath giving chase to Roots, not making a whole lot of progress on him, but there is half a race to go. Jason Bloodgood coming off the corner, goes to the apron. Good call for the 38. 73 of Houston slowing on the back straightaway, and that may draw a yellow. Yes, it will. Yellow flag on the track as Houston's come to a stop. Ah, the gamesmanship begins between Travis Roots and Colton Heath. I don't think there's going to be any mercy between the two of them. Mitch Olson third, Steve Kilcup fourth, Croft, Chamberlain, Vaughn from the B main, Favre, Harris, Cocking, and Bloodgood is how they run right now. Well, green flag is out. Heath doesn't let Roots get too far away. However, Travis Roots very strong. He's got a couple of car lengths on. Everybody gets their way through three and four. It is Roots and Heath. Mitch Olson stalking in third within striking distance. Kilcup still four, Croft still five. Can see him blowing smoke off the right rear tires. Tire management might be a factor in this one before it's over. As we're down to 15 to go. Can see Kilcup as the smoke comes off his right rear as Bloodgood looks to be bringing the 38 car into the pit area. Travis Roots approaching lap traffic of Danielle Houston now. If he can bring it home, he's got to make good decisions in traffic. As Colton narrowing the gap just a little bit that time by, really narrowing the gap through one and two. As Roots coming up on traffic and not running as strong. Colton hits the lip of that cushion. And let's watch and see what Travis does with the lap cars. Has to go to the extreme bottom. Houston goes above him. They hesitate. Here comes Heath. Shortening the gap up again. We're at 10 to go. Colton to the bottom. Shows a tire to him, but Roots is going to hang on. They come up on Cocking now. Another lap car. Mitch Olson getting close also. Down low goes Roots, Cocking up top. Roots puts the slider on, makes the clean pass. Travis Roots. Heath will clear Cocking now and try to run him down again as Roots coming up on Michael Harris. Harris got in for the finish of his life. Travis goes way down low, washes it way up high, and makes the pass again. Travis Roots now with open traffic as he crosses for five to go. He may end up getting to Favre by the end of it. Heath looking for his way around Michael Harris. Will make the slider on him, but he's got a full straightaway to make up now. Willie Croft looking to take fourth from Steve Kilkup. Gets the wheels onto the apron, but can't do it. Here comes your white flag. One more time around, Travis Roots. Into heavy traffic, he slides off the corner, one to go. Might have given himself a little heart palpitation. Runs it through, down the back straightaway, into three. Out of four, 360 national win, number two, Travis Roots. Colton Heath second, Mitch Olson third, Willie Croft by Steve Kilkup for fourth. Kilkup brings her home six. Robbie Vaughn from the B main up to a sixth place finish. Corey Chamberlain seventh. Rick Faber eighth.
Roll your top three across the scale. Well, thank you folks for being here with us tonight on the front stretch. Caleb's wandering down with the wireless microphone. We'll get winner circle interviews. We'll have you wander on down through the pit area. Say hi to the drivers.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Travis Roots. Enjoy this, buddy. You earned it. What a race for you.
I couldn't have done it without everybody here. Everdeen Racing, MonarchCoffee.com, Fire Down Graphics, Lookout Productions, MPD Racing Wheels, Speedmar, Shark Racing Engines. Everybody that makes this happen for me, I couldn't be out here doing without them. My whole family's here. We really needed this year. We struggled. We stayed home from Knoxville to run this race, and I'm happy we stayed.
Well, let's talk about the past first and foremost. First two couple of starts, Corey Chamberlain got you and had an advantage on you. When did you know you had something for him, and tell me about getting underneath him?
I knew we had something for him right off the bat. We were really good right off the bat, and he got a good run on me, and I knew I was just going to duck behind. 40 laps is a really long time, and anything can happen. I just rode it out, and he ended up making a little bit of a mistake. I don't know if he hadn't done that. I don't know if I would have got by him, but thank God I did.
As the race progressed, it really turned in to be the bottom of the racetrack. Were you set up for the bottom, or did you have to wheel it around to make it work down there?
We actually took a gamble. We didn't know if it was going to go slick or rough, so we kind of just put it in the middle, and not very often I like to run the bottom, but we made it work, and it worked good for us.
$10,000 richer. Is the second time around as sweet as the first?
Oh, it's sweeter now. It's sweet every time. I'm just dumbfounded for words.
Well, folks, they've tried a lot of big drivers to get him back to victory lane after the Shane Stewart Dirt Cup win. The guy to do it at the 360 Nationals, Travis Roots.